On July 9, 1776, the Declaration of Independence was printed on the front page of the Pennsylvanischer Staatsbote. The paper, whose name translates to Pennsylvania State Courier, was an influential 18th-century German periodical published in Philadelphia by Heinrich Miller that catered to the many native German speakers who had settled in the colony. 4 days earlier, the Staatsbote had made history, becoming the very first paper in America to report that the Declaration of Independence had been adopted by the Continental Congress. The July 6, 1776 issue of the Pennsylvania Evening Post was the first paper to then run the Declaration's full text. While the German translation of the Declaration now adorned the front of the paper, on its back page was an advertisement for Jonas Philipp's shop on Market Street, hawking its writing paper, striped fabrics, needles and pins, wines, umbrellas and various other goods for sale. Philipps, a German Jew, had come to British North America as an indentured servant to a Sephardic Jewish planter. After working his way out of debt, he moved from South Carolina to New York and became a successful merchant, eventually settling in Philly, where he would found the synagogue Mikveh Israel. Philipps married Rebecca Mendes Machado, the daughter of refugees from Portugal, and the couple produced 21 children. As a temporary exhibit, it runs until January 3, 2027. At the Museum of the American Revolution details, Philipps' store was near the printing office where John Dunlap created the first broadsides of the Declaration on July 4 and 5 of 1776. Philipps folded up one of these broadsides, of which only 25 are known to have survived, and enclosed it in a letter, written in Yiddish, to Gumpel Samson, his relative and business associate in Amsterdam. He also inserted a bill of exchange for £10 and asked Samson to make sure it got to his mother. On the back of the copy of the Declaration there is red, waxy residue, indicating it had originally been posted up somewhere in Philadelphia. Philipps dated the letter July 28, 1776, and remarkably included the Hebrew date as well, the 12th day of Menachem Avenue in the year 5536 of the Jewish calendar. The note expressed enthusiasm for the revolutionary endeavor. Philipps wrote, "The war will make all England bankrupt. The Americans have an army of 100,000 fellows and the English only 25,000 and some ships." This calculation was less concerned with veracity and more about making a sales pitch to his correspondent to be bullish on investment in America. Philipps continued, "The Americans have already made themselves like the states of Holland, who had gained independence in the late 16th century. The enclosed is a declaration of the whole country. How it will end, the blessed God knows. The war does me no damage, thank God." Alas, a British ship intercepted the ship carrying Philipps' missive and the copy of the Declaration. Gumpel Samson never received them. The British, unable to decipher Philipps' Yiddish, thought the letter was composed in code. They seized the note and the copy of the Declaration, stamping them with the royal seal, and filed them away, separately. It is only now that the documents have been reunited and displayed together. Philipps would go on to fight during the Revolutionary War. He would also petition the Continental Congress protesting test oaths that required swearing fealty to Christian belief and later refused to come to court on the Jewish Sabbath in what has been called the first example of religious liberty activism in America. Among his offspring were his grandsons Uriah Levy, a renowned commodore in the U.S. Navy who salvaged Thomas Jefferson's estate in Monticello, and Mordecai Manuel Noah, the first Jew to serve as an American diplomat. Philipps' great-grandson Franklin J. Moses Jr. was elected governor of South Carolina in 1872. Philipps' letter, with its faith in Congress's declaration, now sits in display not far from the Liberty Bell and its inscription from the biblical book of Leviticus. Together, they serve as twin attestations of how Jewish ideas and Jewish individuals shaped the American story from its earliest days. Rabbi Dr. Stuart Halpern is senior advisor to the provost of Yeshiva University and deputy director of YU's Strauss Center for Torah and Western Thought. His books include the newly released Jewish Roots of American Liberty, The Promise of Liberty, A Passover Haggadah, Esther in America, Gleanings, Reflections on Ruth, and Proclaim Liberty Throughout the Land, The Hebrew Bible in the United States.